It's really great. Our church is great. That's the only banner that can be reasonable or suitable for this day. We feel that we are not like, you know, doing a memorial of the miracle, but we live it. We live in it. That's how we feel. Actually, this is what we see. It looks like we see our Lord on the tomb of Lazarus, and he cried out, "Lazarus, come forth." That's what I actually feel. That's what I actually see. Here is the greatness of our church. It's not something, you know, old. It's always new. Always we feel like we live the day, the moment, the incident, the miracle. Today, we celebrate what? It's memorial of death, weeping, sorrow, but, you know, our church located this, the church inspired by the Holy Spirit, located this between two resurrections. Look at the Passion Week between two resurrections. So, it is sorrow, but sooner after we're gonna celebrate the resurrection. Today is, according to Jewish calendar, it's Nisan 8. Friday, Nisan 14, the Passover. Jesus himself offered himself as a sacrifice on the cross to fulfill the salvation. Regarding today's gospel, the one we read in the morning, in the Mass, St. John described the miracle in very, very detailed way, very accurate. If you stage the scenes together, you will see that, yes, we are around the Lord and he is crying out, "Lazarus, come forth." We see that. Yes, we're gonna start the Passion Week tomorrow, and after we're gonna celebrate the resurrection. And we see here Jesus himself. Today we celebrate Lazarus decomposed in his tomb. Next Saturday, our Jesus Christ incorruptible in his tomb. So what is the message here? The message is, there is the Son of God who is capable to change the matter from death to life. He is the only one capable to do that. He is the one who changed the sorrow into joy, to change death into life, to eternal. So we see that. We see the change. That after this death, we're going to celebrate the resurrection. And this is actually something impossible. If you see the end of today, it's not actually one of the options. No. Nobody would have think that, you know, God will be able, or, you know, anybody can be able to do that. But he did it. He did the impossible and made it possible. Lazarus, let us go back to Lazarus himself. This guy is unique because actually he went through this twice in his life. And two, the difference between the two, actually, big difference. The first one was completely heartless. That's as Solomon here, if you read this one here, whatever in your hand, find to do. Do it with your mind, for there no word or device or knowledge or wisdom. The Hades where you are going. That's the destination. That actually was our destination before the salvation. Now, we have this. We can say, where is your strength? Oh, Hades, where is your victory? Yes, Jesus did that for us. He conquered the enemy, the strong enemy, the most strong enemy ever. You know, because, you know, we always see that we have nothing to do if we face death. Just weeping and that's it. But let me say that death now has new definition. It's not even as it was. It's not. Death just affected our body, and that's it. Lazarus, ordained as Bishop of Cyprus, and lived 40 years after that. What do you think about his second death? Completely different. Completely, you know, no effect. Before, he was under the control of, you know, Hades. And all the Satan, you know, force was, you know, affect him. But now, no, it's not. Something else. Completely change. We get this change. Is this only for Lazarus? But actually for all of us. We get this. We gain this salvation by the cross and after that the resurrection. So now, I'm not talking today about death. No, we're gonna talk about how to avoid death. That's the message today. How to avoid death. The gospel we just read here, that's the mother. Mary, Lazarus' sister, she did what we need to do. Everybody wants to do that. She went to Jesus and anointed his feet with this oil, the very costly oil. Why? Because she realized that he is the only one. He is the only one who can do that, who can offer this salvation. And he said that. She did that for my parent. That's what Jesus himself said to her. So, Mary here, she did realize the fact that Jesus, the Son of God, is able to change the matter from death to life. Now, nowadays, we hear that, all of us. We don't have even words to pray with. It's very hard to stay like long hours praying. How can we find words for that? Because actually, we don't realize the fact that we got our salvation. Our destination was Hades. Now, we have this offer. We are invited to eternal life. She realized that. And that's why she did that to her. And among the attendees here in this body, we see too many different too many types of people. We saw Mary herself, we saw Martha, we saw Judas, we saw the Jews. Too many types. So, what can we do? Sometimes we need to think about it and we need to follow what Mary did. And Mary actually first realized, that's the first step and first important step to realize and believe. She realized that there is a difference, big difference between Hades and Paradise of Joy. That's completely different. We need to realize this first. Sometimes we don't feel that. Sometimes we hear our servants, our fathers say, come to church, you're gonna enjoy. You're gonna see something you will never see out of the church. You're gonna feel that you are in heaven. And somebody can say, you know, they are talking about something very hard. It's unreachable, actually. How can I feel that, you know, under all this restriction, I feel, you know, happy, joyful? That's far. I can feel that. Let me give you the direction here. That's actually very easy. First, please realize that, you know, you need to believe. He said that to her. You need to believe. You need to believe my promise. And among the entities or attendees of this body, I'm not gonna talk specifically about Martha or Judas, you know, and next day you're gonna listen a lot about this. But, you know, let me talk in general about two main types here. The first type here is, I'm within the close circle. I see God, but I don't feel actually, what should I feel? What can I do? Can I come closer? Yes, you can. And I'm gonna give it to you in two steps, actually. Please go. Lock your door and pray. That's number one. Continuously. And then, after you pray, please open your spiritual ear and take His word. Take it to where? Take it to your inner core, to your inner being, to the point that, you know, produce all the reaction, the feeling, the everything in your life. Take the word and keep it deep. That's the small seed that's gonna grow. You're gonna see stem, leaves, and bear fruits after that. You're gonna see it. But please open your ear and encompass yourself and attach yourself to all the means that the church offered to us. That's gonna be great. You're gonna see fruits. Sure, you're gonna see fruits. So you're gonna feel what your servant said to you. You're gonna feel, you're gonna come closer to Him, and you're gonna be very, very similar to what Mary did. The second type here is, if we have somebody saying that, it's not even, you know, something important to me. I'm happy like that. Yeah, Jesus here, it's, you know, for His people. It's not for me. So, I'm gonna ask for something here. We try. We try everything. Guys, we try here everything. If somebody told us there is a restaurant here that offer like, you know, certain dish and stuff like that, we can commute for like 50 miles. And even if, you know, we are not sure about the price, the portion, the stuff like this, but let us try. I'm asking also for this try. Sorry for the comparison. I'm asking for this try. Let me go and give you something from the Bible itself. I'm not going to go outside. We have like thousands of examples, but I'm going to go actually from the Bible here. Acts chapter 17. St. Paul at Athens, the place that, you know, at this time is the brain of the world. Greece at this time is, you know, the ruler, not in, you know, politics and, you know, ruling wide is for Rome, and by culture and the philosopher and knowledge and stuff like that, it's Greece by that time. St. Paul went to Athens based on the, you know, the vision he saw, and the people there, the very famous philosopher, the Epicurean philosopher, the Stoic ones, and look, they look at Paul's band, and they said to him, "What does Babbler want to say?" This is what they say about him. But they give him a chance. They give him a chance to listen to him. I'm gonna make it short here. Let me give you the result of this. He went to Areopagus, which is a place that's the assembly of the famous philosopher in the world. And those people here, they have no job except to just, you know, argument and, you know, trying the new ideas, the new philosophy. This is their job ever, nothing else. And St. Paul himself, he said in his epistle to Philippi after that, wasn't an easy situation for him. He stood before those people and they listened to him, and out of this discussion, he got Dionysius the Areopagite, which is the chief of the assembly by that day. He ordained after as Bishop of Philippi, and, you know, he got the to be a bishop in our church. So I see here big change for somebody or some people. They would never think about God, but they open their ears to listen. And after that, we have a progress in that. They said, after they said about him, he is babbler. He attacked him. Actually, the words of God attacked their mind, I would say. And they, at the end, we get this guy, the chief of the assembly, Dionysius the Areopagite. So there is here a chance for whoever the class or the level we belong to, if we are in the close circle or if we are too far or we don't even think, God can do something for us. If you're going to give it a try, please observe. Observe what? And please, we need to answer these questions. During this trial, please give me answer to these questions. He's going to leave you unsupported, unguided? No. The answer definitely is no. He's going to be with you. you're gonna see His word shine, and He's gonna let you know what exactly He is. We're gonna try, we're gonna ask, we're gonna observe, but at the end, we need to decide. Here, our situation here is like that. We are invited to inherit eternal life. Can we walk in this? Our church every day give us communion. That's the life. Can we eat life and we live death? That's a big question here. Our Jesus Christ, our Lord Jesus Christ said, come and count. Count the cost. Is it worth it? If your destination is going to be the eternal life, the paradise of joy, it worth to forsake something? Think about, but not too much, not too long, because we're going to decide. Tomorrow, it's actually in few hours, He's going to declare His kingdom here. You need to decide, are you with or against? That's not my opinion, actually. This is actually, you're gonna see, actually we have started this now. Jesus writing this quote, and everybody saying, Hosanna. And this actually took us back to what happened like 1,000 years ago before Jesus, when King David, put him in the court, and they played the flute, and everybody say, he is the king. Everybody belonged to Solomon's kingdom. He got saved, and everybody else got killed. That's the reason that you're gonna see tomorrow. King Solomon reigned, everybody has to fall. Jesus, the King of Kings, declared His kingdom, gonna declare His kingdom tomorrow. And you have to come with a decision. Are you with? There is no third response possible, no duality here. You have to be one of those. Are you with Him or against Him? عظيمة كنيستنا مجيدة وملهمة بالروح القدس. حية. احنا النهاردة واقفين بنصلي مش بنفتكر لعازر الميركل اللي حصلت، المعجزة اللي حصلت، حصلت من 2000 سنة أو أكثر، وما هوش يعني قريب حد فينا ولا حاجة، ولكن عايشين وكأننا مع المسيح قدام الأب، وهو بينادي على لعازر هلم خارج، حاسينه وشايفينه وكأننا بنعيش اللحظة دلوقتي. الكنيسة عايزة تحط في ذهن كل واحد فينا هذا المفهوم هذا المخلص المسيح ابن الله اللي هنشوف الإشارات السوداء وكل الأحزان اللي الطعن بالحربة اللي تسلم اللي ده الأسبوع الجاي على الصليب في يوم الفصح ويوم الحد هيقوم. واحنا عارفين ده هو الإله، هو الوحيد اللي قادر على انه يجعل الغير مستطاع مستطاع. يوصف القديس يوحنا المعجزة بشيء من الدقة يخلينا نشوف كده الحدث كأنه يعني قدام عينينا واحنا واقفين مع السيد المسيح على باب الأرض. كلمة ما يقدرش يقولها إلا هو. لا عازر هلم خارجا من بعد النتن، جثة متحللة بقالها 4 أيام قابض عليها الشيطان في الجحيم، إلى إنسان يحيى. يحيى ويملأ الدنيا كلها حياة وخدمة بعد كده. الحقيقة لعازر واجه الموت مرتين، وده الشيء يعني النادر في شخصيته. المرة الأولانية هو في القبر، والمصير اللي ينتظره هو الجحيم زيه زي حتى كل الأباء جبابرة الإيمان اللي قبل كده مصيرهم كان هذا المصير. ولكن في المرة الثانية خدم لعازر 40 سنة في قبرص وابتدى ان هو يعيش. تاني مرة الموت شكله ايه؟ الموت خلاص ملوش تأثير خلاص عليه؟ الموت يأثر على الجسد ما يجراش حاجة، ولكن روحه في المسيح لا ينالها الفساد أبدا ولا ينالها أي شيء يعطيها بعد كده. إذن الموت هنا بقى له تعريف جديد، بقى له شكل جديد، ما بقاش يخوفنا احنا المؤمنين خالص. أيوة الموت موت، الامتحان امتحان، زي واحد داخل امتحان وعارف ان هو ناجح، زي واحد داخل المحكمة وعارف ان هو بريء. أيوة الامتحان امتحان، ولكن هو عارف النتيجة. الإنجيل اللي اتقرأ على حضراتكم من شوية، مريم أخت لعازر بتقدم النموذج المهم لكل إنسان مسيحي فينا، إنه أنا أدرك ما حدث، أدرك إنه هذا هو الإله القادر اللي هو قدر يعمل النقلة دي، يعمل التحويل ده من الموت إلى الحياة. أدركت ده وراحت عند رجليه وحطت كل الطيب وسكبته عند رجليه، لأن هو ده اللي يستحق، هو ده الشكر اللازم. الشكر اللي احنا ساعات بنقدمه لما واحد يعمل معنا معروف صغير أو حاجة ونقعد يعني مش عارفين يعني نقدم له شكر إزاي، وننسى إن هو أصل كل خير هو مسيحنا القدوس. نقف ساعات نقول يعني مش عارفين، مش لاقيين كلام نصلي. هذه هي الفرصة ابتداء من النهاردة والأسبوع الجاي اللي احنا نشكر ونعمل زي ماري. فتيجي أول نقطة علشان نتخلص من الموت، إن احنا ندرك ده، ندرك قيمة المسيح والخلاص اللي قدمه لنا. ساعات احنا عندنا يعني في الحفلة اللي كانوا عاملينها اللي احنا اتقرت علينا في الإنجيل، في حضور كتير في الحفلة دي، منهم مريم، منهم مارثا، منهم يهوذا اللي عنده يعني his own، يعني عنده يعني الشكل بتاعه العبادة بتاعته اللي تختلف خالص عن ربنا اللي قاعد قدامه. وفي اليهود كمان اللي هم كمان بيروحوا لأكتر من كده، ان هم عايزين يعملوا ضد المسيح نفسه. ولكن الفرصة موجودة هنا انه ان احنا نقرب. ساعات نفتكر انه اللي بيحكوا لنا عليه الاباء والخدام ده شيء بعيد قوي ان هو يطاق. يقولوا لنا احاسيس كتيره هتحسوها وانتوا في الكنيسه، هتحس ان انتوا مش عايزين تمشوا القداس، مش قادرين نحس الكلام ده. نعمل ايه؟ اصل احنا مش قادرين ندرك قيمه اللي حصل، مش قادرين نشكر ربنا كفايه عشان كده مش حاسين. طب نعمل ايه؟ لو كل واحد فينا ابتدى يصلي، وهذا الاسبوع هو الفرصه الذهبيه لكده، وبعدين في كل مره يسمع الانسان فيها كلمه ربنا ياخدها يخبيها، لانها زي الزرعه تكبر جوه، تكبر جوه وفي الاخر تجيب ثمار، ويشوف الانسان ما هو اكثر واكثر، ويشوف ازاي ربنا يقدر يديله ان هو يبقى فعلا يشوف مجد ربنا، ويحس ان هو فعلا مش عايز يسيب ربنا، مش عايز يسيب زي ما عملت مريم بالظبط. عايز اقول هنا انه ربنا ما بيسيبش الانسان لوحده ابدا، حتى لو كان الانسان بعيد خالص، وان هو حتى ما بيعديش على دماغه ان هو يفكر في ربنا. في سفر الاعمال يذكر معلمنا بولس الرسول وهو بيبشر في اثينا، واثينا دي كانت يعني هي بلد الفكر، خدوه الناس، خدوه الناس الفلاسفة الكبار دول يسمعوا، خليه يقول اللي هو عايزه. قالوا خلينا نشوف هذا المهزار هيقول لنا ايه. ووقف بولس يتكلم، وما كانش الموقف يعني موقف سهل عليه، ولكنه خرج من هذا المحكم ومن هذا الاجتماع بواحد اسمه دينوسيوس الأريباغي، وده بعد كده بصار أسقف في ليبيا، ده اللي كان الجادج بتاع هذا المحكم. إذا أي واحد بيحاول إنه يقرب، يحاول إنه يبقى مريم، يحاول إنه هو يترمي تحت رجل المسيح، ربنا مش هيسيبه. ربنا هيوريه إنه هو بيعضده، بيقف جنبه، بيساعده، هيلاقي كل حركة وكل كلمة بيقولها هي على حسب فكر وعلى حسب قلب الله، مش هيحتار أبدا. ياريت بس نجرب، احنا بنجرب كل حاجة، ياريت نجرب دي. آخر كلمة هقولها عشان ما كنتش طول، الحقيقة انه ما ينفعش ان احنا نقف وقلبنا مقسوم بين طريقين، لازم يبقى في قرار، لازم يبقى في قرار. المسيح بكره داخل اورشليم بيقول انا الملك، اي ملك له مملكه يعني له تابعين، علي ان انا اقول هو انا تبعه ولا ضده. مهم قوي هذا القرار على فكره، ده يعني مش رايي انا الشخصي ولا حاجه، الكنيسه بتوقع ده على حاجه قديمه قوي في الالحان، بتوقعها على ال سليمان النبي ابن الملك داود، كان اخوه ادونيا كان عايز ياخد المملكه، فراح داود عشان هو عارف ان وعد ربنا ان سليمان اللي هيملك، قال له هتركب على البغلة بتاعت الملك وتنفخ في البوق. ومن هذه اللحظة اللي هيقول انا تبع الملك سليمان يحيى، هو تبع الملك، ومن ليس تبع الملك سليمان هيتقتل. إذن في قرار، يا أنا مع يا أنا ضد، وملوش تالت هذا القرار. ربنا يقدرنا إن إحنا ناخد القرار ونبقى معاه، له المجد في كنيسته، فرحنا، خلينا نعرف نصلي في أسبوع الآلام، نتوب ونحتفل كلنا بالقيامة فرحانين. له المجد في كنيسته.
افرحي وتهللي يا صيون المدينة، اجزلي وتهللي، لأنه وزى ملك يأتي راكبا على جحش، وتسبح قدامه الأطفال قائلين أوصنا في الأعالي، هذا هو ملك إسرائيل.
سبت ريكي وكي عجيب نماتي.
فلما جاء ربنا يسوع المسيح إلى مدينة أورشليم لكن الملك تسقط بالأنبياء المبطلين، حمل الأطفال سعفا قائلين أوصنا في الأعالي،
هذا هو ملك إسرائيل. كنين كعي كستوسيون أستونيون آمين.
والبعض فرشوا ثيابهم على الطريق أمامه لكي يسير عليها يسوع الناصري، والصغار يصرخون قائلين أوصنا
في الأعالي، هذا هو ملك إسرائيل. كنين كعي كستوسيون أستونيون آمين.
أوصنا
في الأعالي، هذا هو ملك إسرائيل. كنين كعي كستوسيون أستونيون آمين.
إلى الذين قال داود في كتاب المزامير، مبارك الذي رسل الرب الليل، والأطفال تسبح قائلين
أوصنا في الأعالي، هذا هو ملك إسرائيل. كنين كعي كستوسيون أستونيون آمين.
لما دخل يسوع إلى أورشليم ارتجت المدينة كلها من أجل الجموع المحيطين به، والأطفال يصيحون
أوصنا في الأعالي، هذا هو ملك إسرائيل. كنين كعي كستوسيون أستونيون آمين.
حينئذ اليهود المخالفين امتنوا غير عظيمة، وقالوا للرب يسوع فليسكت هؤلاء من هذا الصياح الأطفال الصغار قائلين
أوصنا في الأعالي، هذا هو ملك إسرائيل. كنين كعي كستوسيون أستونيون آمين.
فقال يسوع لليهود إذا سكت هؤلاء الأطفال الصغار لصرخت الحجارة وسبحتني قائلة
أوصنا في الأعالي، هذا هو ملك إسرائيل. كنين كعي كستوسيون أستونيون آمين. بولين غويم مجيو بن شوي سيسوس بخريستوس
مجيين ابنوتي غيرهم إيروساليم
ختيم مونوون عينان كريا ليسون كريا ليسون كريا فلوكي سون أمين اسمو إيروي اسمو إيروي سيمتان يكون يفولكم بيسمو آمين.
شوبي